keep on looking.
Yes?
That in itself invites me to talk to you on such a subject as looking towards the future.
Yes?
The future material entwined in the future spiritual. If only humanity would keep on looking and turn the eye towards the power and the love of the Holy Spirit. Keep on looking towards that light which comes, piercing your darkness, the light of spiritual truth and knowledge. In your world there are many, many souls of all nationalities, of all races, color, and creed, who are looking and yet know not what they are looking for. All are looking for truth. There are many who cannot perceive it for various reasons. And if they should be brought into the realization of spiritual communion, if they could be brought into the understanding that the power of the Spirit would be manifest through the instrumentality of instruments, then I am quite sure the world would in consequence be brought into a greater realization of the purpose of man on earth. In each year we shall be enabled to help you to outlaw all the things which cause such havoc and chaos in so many different ways. In our attempts to communicate with you, there are times when we are able to have a clear channel to speak to you, conveying our thoughts, and then bringing consequences of this opportunity to inspire not only you, but others through your agency, through these recordings that are sent here and there. Others listening may feel impressed and inspired to seek and to find for themselves. Indeed, in a sense, we are making it possible for many who cannot have first-hand contact with us at least to listen, and by listening to the voice of speech, enable them, if not to develop their own powers, at least with the knowledge that we are able to impart, to impress and inspire them to work for the good of others, to take away the fear and care, to inspire them to endeavor at least to overcome more and more the material conditions of earthly life which strangle man and make it oftentimes impossible for him to find himself that truth. Joy the world of flesh so sadly needs. It is indeed a difficult task, one which nevertheless You don't need a soul gang. Close, I could have done your snowboarding. We start off here in this room, intending to impart our knowledge and give comfort. You do your part. And these messages are sent out. Many are they who listen. Many are they who in consequence want to know more. And though perhaps you would wish for more instruments indeed, is ever fine. If nevertheless, here and there individuals do begin to develop their own faculties and gifts, and there is an opening up, as it were, in the minds of many. And there is an inspiration and a form of leadership developed whereby they, in their turn, take upon themselves to do the work of spirits. I am so anxious that you should feel that your efforts do not always fall on stony ground. There are times when you throw the seed in this and that direction, and you must feel that there never seems to come in it. But there is much that you know not of. There is great commission, and the word is sown, the message is given and accepted. And as the years roll on for you, then you may feel that there can be no few years left in the material sense to serve. Yet in that period of time that is yet to be, you will find more and more interest in the work, more and more opportunity, more and more sure messages come, more and more shoes in the light, and in consequence, links will be formed between yourselves and peoples that some you may never meet, but nevertheless, there are many who will become messenger bearers, who will carry on and will take on for themselves work which possibly may seem for the moment impossible. You will see, you will look to see materially how much has been achieved, how much you have done, how many messages have brought forth from many peoples all over the world, a great desire to serve. And this is, of course, the great thing, that we are all endeavoring in our own fashion, in our own way, to the best of our ability, to open the eyes of those who dwell in darkness. There are some in your world, as you were just referring to, who see not with the eyes of the flesh, who live in a world that is dark, and yet they live in a world where the illumination of the spirit is such that truly are they blessed, for they see more, much more, than those who are blind as the world sees it. They truly see and truly seek, and within them is a power which bears is denied to many who pretend to know, and many who think that they see. Those who are sometimes as the world sees it, full of wisdom and wise sayings. These who oft times are revered and looked up to by many, oft times placed on pedestals, yet how frail and how insecure they These who oftentimes hold destiny for many peoples in their hands, the judgment, they are oftentimes so weak spiritually, and in a sense weak materially, for they are on shifting sands of time, which eventually should engulf them. The tragedy, of course, is that oftentimes the peoples of Earth listen to them and are misled and misguided. But we know the truth from the Spirit. We know the reality of life, eternal. We shall overcome many of the complexities and difficulties which stand in our path. We know that in the simple hearts of inquiring peoples, those who seek in love and sincerity for truth, it should be revealed unto them. And as in the past centuries of time, where there has been great light brought into the world, it has invariably come through those who are humble and sincere, not through the mighty and the powerful and the great as the world sees it, but only through those who have the mind that is open to receive, not cluttered, not fettered, not shackled by preconceived notions and ideas, or, as it were, tied down to theology and orthodoxy, but men who are free in their minds and in their hearts to receive truth. These are they who have come into your world in generations of time and given forth the great light in the darkness. So it is the truth. In a small measure it must seem, but nevertheless, an effective manner and means has been achieved by which we can reach out together with the voice of the Spirit. These tapes, as you term them, can indeed transform the thinking of the world, and in time, in many ways and in many places, shall give the initiative and desire to many to overcome and overthrow the material forces around and about which hold man back and prevent his spiritual advancement. Truly you are blessed in this much that you have been given this opportunity to serve, been given this opportunity to work in a faith course, forgetting self and loving sense. This truly is the beginning of great things. There are a few others, like yourselves, who are endeavoring in similar fashion and manner to serve. Some perhaps may be going what may seem to you to be in a different direction, but in their own fashion and in their own way, they are making a contribution. And of course, there must be, and indeed it is good that there should be, many souls in this world of ours stretching their own point of view. But we must remember that the fundamental truth of life is the same, no matter from what sphere an individual may come. When this message is given, the fundamental truth remains. An individual must and can only give his own point of view, his own interpretation of his experiences. And since the vastness of our world is such, there are untold numbers of spheres and conditions of life, so you will have a great variety of peoples coming and giving forth their message. It is always the fundamental truth. Though they may interpret things sometimes differently, sometimes give you an insight into their own particular condition, yet there is the basis which remains the same. And I want you to feel that it is by this being able to communicate under different levels of consciousness, bringing forth different experiences according to the individual development, advancement, or indeed as Covenant's mechanism, it is good that you should receive from all spheres and from all traditions of men all manner of communication, for it is good inasmuch that it should give you an insight to the tremendous vastness of the world of spirit, the tremendous possibilities contained therein, and how each and every one is advancing slowly but surely to a higher realization and acceptance of God's will and purpose to man. In our truthfulness, inasmuch that over a long period you have been enabled to communicate with people on different levels, but you must remember that some things, in the desire to assert their personality, they resort to tapping, if I can use as an expression, the conditions of earth. In other words, the person may feel the necessity to assert their personality on a certain level so that they shall be, to some extent, recognizable by the peoples on earth who may listen to their message or open voice. This is sometimes deliberately done, but does not necessarily mean to say that they are still on that level of consciousness. It is an effort or an attempt made to prove their identity in such a passionate way that people may say, oh, that could only be so and so. His voice is so recognizable, and the context of his message is such as one would anticipate from such and such a person. But you must remember that in many instances, individuals do endeavor to do this. At the same time, quite often they prefer to speak on a different level, and eventually, when they have considered themselves sufficiently potent people, then they will automatically almost revert to their condition of mind and spirit here, and give you messages on an entirely different conscious level, the level of that spiritual achievement as best they can be produced to you. You will always have problems. Nothing that should be made quite clear. There will always be those in your mind who will criticize. There will always be those who are ready to deny. There will always be those who, for various reasons, best known to themselves, who will endeavor to discredit. This, of course, one must expect. And both times, individuals from the side bear these things in mind, and in consequence, sometimes assert an aspect of their personality which may even be foreign to them, so that they can sometimes counteract criticism. Sometimes you'll have a confusion in a communication which is very puzzling. This may be due to various reasons. Sometimes the ink is not a strong one. Sometimes the individual can try to assert themselves to some extent in their communication to bring forth something of their past temperament, their past, shall we say, character. Sometimes defeat their own ends. But these are complexities of communication. Communication by its very nature cannot necessarily be clear-cut. Indeed, it is impossible. So I want to stress these things for the benefit of those who may listen to the text. All we can say to you is, listen intently to the word of the Spirit, by all means respected, and where it is not acceptable to you, at least put it aside, temporary. And to such times you may perhaps begin to see what was mentally intended behind the substance that was given. We do not expect that all should readily agree. We do not expect that everyone can assume that everything they listen to is to them sensible, or even, shall we say, acceptable. But the point is, anything that comes to you, or whatever that comes, there is a reality, there is a purpose, there is a meaning. Sometimes things are said which seem pointless, sometimes even purposeless, and sometimes even irrational, and perhaps even stupid. Indeed, there are so many levels of consciousness and communication is bound to have complexities of varying ages. Perhaps one may be speaking, another may be standing in the distance, as it were. And there may be a blending of consciousness and personality. It may well be that one person may speak and transmit a certain amount of himself, and another person may impinge his thoughts in such a way that it sometimes becomes a blending of two peoples. And indeed it is possible, and one must expect and realize this is a factual thing, that when we understand that all communication is a mental process, in other words, when we wish to communicate, we must transmit our thoughts through the instrument, transmitting it into sound, artificially reproducing something of our real selves, and to some extent perhaps some aspect of ourselves of once we were or other evidential recognition. But in the process, according to the conditions, there must be and will be sometimes what appears to be discrepancies. There must be sometimes a merging, sometimes even the interference of thoughts of individuals on earth. This figures sometimes as conscious mind of the medium can inhibit or affect. Indeed, communication, when it is, shall we say, clear-cut and decisive, is very difficult to achieve. The fact that we achieve as much as we do in itself is, I think, a remarkable thing. But you are, of course, aware of these things. You are conscious of these problems. Many who listen to the text cannot be so. To them they are new and fresh, sometimes often very exciting, unusual, and indeed in many instances there are people who are overwhelmed and cannot even accept or take it clearly to themselves. Indeed, there are so many different reactions, as the world there must be, which is a good thing, to the various tapes and to the various speakers who come through and speak, and to the various things that are said. Sometimes things are said which must sound to some people uninitiated into these truths as sounding rather stupid or ridiculous and unacceptable. Then, of course, the misanthropies will be the case with some people. What I'm trying desperately on this session, for this session, is that we should have a sort of tape that you send out, particularly to those who are on the fringe, that they may see something of our problems, for them to realize that to some extent it's within themselves, that they too must bring something of themselves to what is said, what is given. In other words, we do not expect them to sit there and take everything as it were for granted. We expect them to use reason. If we cannot appeal to reason, then all our efforts are in vain. Then shall we be no different to many other orthodox teachings or religions or creeds? We are only concerned that people shall use reason, so that by using reason they can come to satisfactory conclusions. Then there may be and will be problems, but the essence, the truth, the fundamental realization of communication, of the oneness of speech, of mind, that those who are so-called dead are indeed very much alive and aware, and very much around and about, and can, under certain conditions, make themselves felt and known, and converse. If we achieve something of this measure in the initial stages. It will make people think and make people want to know more. It will make them so that they wish to probe a little further, even though they cannot fully understand the state. Truly their work is good. Truly their work is bearing good fruit. And I am sure that we can look back with great joy in our hearts to that which has been done, to that which has been achieved, and we can go forward in greater strength in the coming months and years to greater things, where greater shall be the contact, greater shall be the joy of feeling them together. If we can help, as I know we can and we shall, as we've done in the past, untold numbers of souls to find peace of mind, to find a tranquility in a disturbed world, if we can comfort those who mourn, if we can help those who are sick in mind and in body, if we can give them that faith and that knowledge and that truth that we have, if they can accept it, if only in part, truly we have achieved much. Truly, my friends, we are blessed in our endeavors. Truly, indeed, are we guided and inspired by greater selves. We are but the mouthpiece of others, far removed from earth. Great souls who come to inspire, to give their love and their power, to help us to do this work together. I am but one of many souls who am used by others to do this work. I am but the mouthpiece of greater peoples, greater souls, greater individuals who have progressed far beyond the confines of earth, but whose message of hope, whose message of love, whose power of truth is such that eventually it shall bring a peace to the hearts of men, a peace that passeth all understanding. It is a great joy to be with you, to work with you, to go forward in strength, and all is well.
Thank you very much,
friend.
Doing that wonderful talk.
You may call me Bernhard.
Oh, Bernhard.
Arthur Bernhard.
Yeah.
Yes, you may too.
Can you tell something about yourself when on earth? Is it
another time. Another time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, you very well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye,
Miss Jessie.